Jimmie Rodgers knew when the time was near, but he still had a lot of songs he wanted to record. So he made arrangements to go from his home in Texas to Galveston, then on farther by boat. And he left the boat someplace on the East Coast and continued on to New York by train. But by the time he arrived in New York City, he was so weakened by tuberculosis that it was necessary for him to have a cot near the recording studio so that he might rest in between songs. Amazingly, his voice, though weak, never broke while recording his last 12 numbers. Jimmie Rodgers used his last bit of strength for recording. He died in a hotel in New York City on the night of May 26th, 1933. His railroad buddies paid Jimmie Rodgers his last homage. The engineer of the train upon which his body was placed pulled his quill down to a